You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As the Flint water crisis blew up, Governor Snyder hired two law firms at taxpayer expense to help with his legal defense. The initial budget for that work, $400,000, but that was used up in just February and March. Today, the State Administrative Board raised the budget to defend Governor Snyder and the Department of Environmental Quality up to $7.9 million. $3.4 million of that is for the governor. And that does it for Flint's Democratic State Senator Jim Ananick, who's getting ready to introduce a bill pertaining to private counsel on the public's dime. Senator, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
What's in the bill you're preparing?
Obviously, the intent is to rein in sort of this outrageous amount of public dollars being spent on private counsel with no oversight by anyone except the administrative board, which basically rubber stamps whatever the administration wants to do. I want to make sure we have justice, and I want to make sure that there's obviously, it's a fair justice process. But, I mean, when it's criminal attorneys, which is what it says in the appropriation, that the vast majority of this is for criminal, I mean, that should be done through a legal defense fund and should be paid for with non-taxpayer dollars. I mean, you know, obviously, a lot of money is being spent on Flint, and I think the residents of Flint deserve it. But this is taxpayers' dollars, and it's taxpayers' dollars from all across the state. It's hardworking money, and it needs to be spent on things that help people, and it does matter. And I think it's important to start this conversation. And I think under state law, they already should be using private dollars. But, you know, this legislation is to make sure that happens.
So this legislation would basically close the door to using taxpayer funds to hire private counsel?
Well, it'd make it much more difficult. It'd have to be, I mean, the Attorney General's office is generally charged with doing this. Obviously, there's a conflict in this case. So it wouldn't completely close the door, but it would make it much more, the citizens would have much more clarity to make sure that tax dollars aren't wasted on high-priced outside counsel when terrible decisions are made by members of the administration. And I think that's one of the things that really needs to be highlighted. This never should have happened. And to then use taxpayer dollars and private counsel as opposed to attorney generals, you know, if you're doing something within your purview of your job, you know, people need to be protected. But when it's criminal charges or trying to avoid a criminal investigation, that's a little bit different.
I'm interested in your thoughts on a couple points made by the governor and his team. He's defending the cost, points to having to release some 180,000 pages of emails and documents related to Flint water. That's a lot of digging and producing and legal time. The governor's press secretary argues that using public money makes things more transparent because the contracts are being released publicly. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, in most states, you know, there is some form of FOIA already in place for the governor's office and legislature. We don't have that here. We're one of the least transparent states in the country, often rated 49th or 50th. What most states take for granted as far as, you know, communication between departments, the public has a right to that. It doesn't cost millions of dollars in outside counsel. I would assume you could, you know, just release that information to people. I mean, I want to see this be as transparent as possible, but there's been no steps made by the governor or even the legislature to move in that direction, right? I mean, obviously, we're spending millions of dollars, and there's no steps to make the governor's office FOIA-able. They're releasing this information, but nothing says they have to. And they could stop it at any time, and they're releasing it when they feel like releasing it. You know, obviously, we need to have a more transparent government now, but in the future as well.
Flint Democratic State Senator Jim Ananick. Senator, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.